going to start the share. We're talking about the halachas of tzedakah. So we're going to move on to the next inyan, which is a lot of shailas that come up. We want to know the halachas of nidrei tzedakah. A person makes a neder, some sort of a pledge or something like that. For tzedakah, what's the halacha? He has to keep it. Does he have to pay right away? Let's say the circumstances change and these types of things. So we're going to go one by one. There's three basic shailas that come up in this sugya. One is we'll deal with today, which is what happens if a person didn't actually speak out the neder. He just thought about it. It was in his mind. He was thinking that pashtas he would want to do this, he would want to make this particular pledge or whatever. Is he mechayev to keep it? Then the next shaila is, are you allowed to change? Let's say you set aside $1,000 to give to X, and you decide, you know what, I think I'll be able to put it to better use for Y. So that's going to be next week in Mitzvah Hashem. It's going to be that Indian about changing over. And then the last shaila is Baal Ta'acher, which is how fast you have to pay it up.
Right.
You have the money and the need is there. How fast do you have to pay? So this would save a lot of money on secretarial.
That would be great. So you have to make phone
secretarial,
calls,
secretarial bookkeeping and sending out invoices. If this was
Casey was saying that things that I'm saying like inflation. So if you're pledged to, let's say, give a $50,000 over 10 years, as opposed to giving it in one lump sum.
Right. If you want to talk about inflation, we have the right person here to my right can discuss some things about inflation, but. We'll see about that also. Ramosha has a true about that. Okay. So the first thing is happens to be, it's brought down in Reishon and Zayin Sif Dalet. You don't have it there. I'll just read it. It says there, Tzarech Lizor Melidor. It's better not to make any Nedarim.
That's for sure.
Because a person may not keep it, and it's a pasuk in Koheles. It's Tom what? Tomish, yeah, just pay it. That's the point. Tomish Mesh Tidor Tidor Mesh Tidor Lashal. So, however, in Poiskim Tzedaka, if everyone's doing it, the Tzarech lifts like Yimayim, and you don't want to be the only guy not doing it, because Friedman is up there, you know, pressuring the Olam to participate in the buying the Aliyahs, whatever. So you feel like, you know, everyone else is doing it, and everyone else is doing things, so you also want to participate. Yomar B'loi Neder. You should say that I'm doing a B'loi Neder.
Does it help when the Gabbai says B'loi Neder?
What?
Does it help with the Gabbai says B'loi Neder?
So, by the way,
it doesn't seem like it works.
What?
Does it seem like the Gabbai says B'loi Neder? What you had in mind to give it?
No. But the question is going to be, is when, if the Gabbai says Bavur Sheyitain, and then you say 100. So you never said, I'm going to give 100. You just said 100. So the whole nether is his nether. So therefore, since the whole nether is his B'loi Neder also works. Okay, so can you make a nether with a Shleach?
I say nether with Chalal. Just say that. Give them a bracha as long as it gives $100.
You say, if you don't give them $100, they won't get the bracha.
So yeah.
I'm not sure about that.
No.
But no,
Bavusha Yitain. Barely he who bless should also bless, provided that he'll give them up. Okay, so you didn't have the money.
You see how Menashe Yitain? The Bavur is not Menashe.
Bavur Yitain, Barely Neda. You still have
to do that.
Tzival of Arachim, that's all the Nusach. Yeah, let's see the Marin to that. Tzival of Arachim Yitain. So, the Shevet Alevi has a tshuva that since you didn't say the Neder, you just said, he said Yitain, and you just said the amount. It could be that it's totally in the sugya we're going to learn today. It's not a neder that you spoke, but it's for sure a neder that you thought of. Because even if you didn't say the technical words included in the neder, but you for sure did have in mind to promise the man. So what's the halacha about if you made a neder, but you did it in your machshava? You didn't speak it out.
What if you say, if he says matana and you have an amount in mind, can you change that amount?
Okay, so let's see. That's sugya. Yeah, so the Gemara, it starts with the Gemara in Shavuos. The Gemara in Shavuos, the Olam Saw, brings a pasuk that Kol Nediv Lev, that even though by Nedarim it says Moitzas Fasecha Kishmor Vasisa, that normally it says Moitzas Fasecha, that the Nedar is only what you spoke out, but the Gemara says Ein Li'ela Shahitzi Bisfasa, you said it, but Gomar Beliboy Minayin, how do you know if you decided about it? Tamar Loimar Kol Nediv Lev. Now the Pasuk Kol Nediv Lev is said by Truma and it's said by Kodshim. So the Gemara's Maskana is that only by Truma and Kodshim, okay, does Machshava work. Even if you didn't say the neder, you thought about it, does it work? But by other nedarim, let's say you said, I'm not going to eat any fruit. I'm not going to eat, I'm not making the neder, I'm not going to eat fruit. I'm not going to eat any more cake.
Bagels.
Bagels or cake, except for Sunday morning. So I'm not going to eat any more cake. but you didn't say it, so it's a neder. It's not chal by other things, only by hekdesh and by truma. Now, what about one of the big shailas? Oh, okay, but. This is Paskin in the Mordechai, which is on the bottom of the page. Hu adinami b'machshava b'loy amira k'diksiv kol nediv leiv k'dilfinan perakimol deshvus. He brings the Gemara el mishum d'ocha mayri. So he says. So why does the Gemara say? Why does the Gemara say amirasoy legavoya k'misirasoy lehediyot? The Gemara says that by tzuk, if you say it, it's like you gave it. When you say it, even if you think it, why does the Gemara say if you said it? Says the Mordechai because we're talking over there. If you could force the guy. If you could force the guy. So you can't force the guy based on his machshava.
Because you don't even know
what his machshava is. The Chassam Sofer asks, I don't know what the Chiddush is, obviously. What are we talking about? The Chassam Sofer asks this. So what are you talking about? So the Chassam Sofer is talking about that he told us his machshava. But even if he told us his machshava, we can't
rely on it.
No. He told us I had a machshava. But now I wouldn't make the nether if right now I don't hold of it anymore. But I made a machshava yesterday to do this. So he said, okay, so you have to do it, but we can't force you. It's your Indian. So there's no kfiya. Okay? Now, the place where it comes up is an interesting shaila. What about a tainus? The halacha is normally, if a person wants to fast, they wake up, listen, you know, he had a rough night. He wakes up 12:30, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, then he skips lunch, and shkia is at 4. So he says, you know what, I'll hop around a fast while I'm at it. You know, because this way I won't have to feel that guilty that I missed shachris. So the halacha is, it doesn't work.
It doesn't help for the shachris.
Because the halacha is that you have to have been mekabel the fast yesterday. Okay.
So when he says mibayyoyim means for the
day before. No, mibayyoyim means no. It doesn't work at 3:59. It means mibayyoyim of yesterday. You have to makabel the tainus for tomorrow. Okay. So now, what happens if the guy thought to be makabel it, but he didn't say it? He didn't say the nusach. There's a nusach that you say in the siddur on mincha. So you didn't say it. So Taisus brings down over here in Avodah Zarah. It's underlined in the next page. It says, "Ma'aseh bal lifnei Rabbeinu Tam." Be'echad she'asah harbe ta'aniyos lo'kibam lesson. This guy fasted, but he never was mekabel. He didn't know that halacha, so he thinks he's getting such schar and elam haba for all his fasts. In the meanwhile, the guy never was mekabel. He never learned the halacha that he's supposed to mekabel the day before. So where's his fast point? Or did he, besides,
you know,
was it wasted energy, or did he actually fulfill something? If he didn't lose out, because he knew he was going to do it, so therefore it's considered gomar beliboy. And it's included in the gemara that we just learned of nediv leiv. Now the question is,
we just said that it's you can't shnei psuim.
Oh, very good. So it's effect, Michael. So what do you mean nediv leiv? Nediv leiv, the gemara says, is specifically by truma and by kachim. Right? By truma or by kachim. If you want to give something to Beis HaMikdash. So a fast, what does that have to do with it? How can you makabel a fast in your lathe? Okay, but let's see. This is Paskin in the Rosh. Also, he brings Rabbeinu Tam. V'daitu l'samat me'esmo v'l'kibol av mincha ach b'libo ha'yil l'samat me'esmo el shalo ha'itzi mipiv. If you didn't say it, mikri shapir tainis, because it says b'chal nediv lathe. Okay, now he brings the kasha, the rush. It's the last word on the line, 6 lines up from the bottom of the page. He asks your kasha, Michael. He says, "Va'afal gav de kamar hasam de leinian shvua loy mahani that for shvua and a neder it doesn't work. At shemoyti b'svasav until you say it. The chsiv levati b'sasai mistavra makes sense. The chol inyani neder yalfinen mehadadi tagabit darka darshinen moitzu sasecha. This is like a neder, not a shvua, and this is a ruchniyistik." A thing, Moil Gomer Beliboy, who had the Gabi Tainus. So he says the Tainus is included in whatever the Gemara learns out there. It's not on the other side, it's on this side of it. Now, why? Let's get more specific. Why is the Tainus included in Hekdesh or Truma?
He also said Tzedakah.
Yeah, we'll get to that. So the answer is.
So we're going away from the Gemara.
Yeah, because the Gemara says Truma and Kachin.
Are going away from the Gemara.
Truma and Kachin.
Right.
So the Taz explains in Hilchas Tainus that the reason it works is because since a person, what's the idea of a tainus? Is that like you're being makriv, you're
part of your
chayla
v'dam,
your essence that you're not eating, whatever you would have, you know, the energy that you would have gotten, the blood, the this, that you would have gotten, you're being makriv that to your bonus shalom. That's like a karma.
Tzedakah is the same thing, right?
That's the way.
Tzedakah falls under the same category.
So it's like a carbon. Since it's like a carbon, so therefore it's included in that which the Gemara learns out that for a carbon, you don't have to say the nether, you could just think the nether. That's the Taz says. So it's not just a regular neder, it's a neder that has to do with karbonis, and therefore you can
you can rely on that it works. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So this is the way we pass in. If you look in Hilchos Tainis, which is the next Shulchan Aruch, it says Imlo Hitzi
Befid. If you would just give a korban, it wouldn't help. You have to mekabel the korban.
Correct. You can't just walk in one day with an animal. You have to actually have been makdishik first. And Sam,
has to be
that's
a name. Yeah. That's a korban.
Well, also, has to be watched for 3 days before. And
right.
That's
so the process works 30 days before.
Not 30.
No.
The minute you make the neder.
No, but.
Three days.
So 3 days before you have to know that you're giving a korban?
Anyway. Unless someone wants to buy the animal from the Beis HaMikdash.
They already checked it out.
They're animals.
You can do it right on the spot.
Now, v'im loy haitzi b'fiv, says the Shulchan Aruch, Tavkuf Samach Beis, v'im loy haitzi b'fiv, v'im hira b'libay shumakavol tainis l'machar, have a Kabbalah. We pask in this way that le'inyan tainis, if you just thought about it, it's enough.
He doesn't say im gamar b'libo, hihor b'libo.
That's a good point. It's a good deal.
Similar to
carbon.
Just thinking about it.
Here, Herzog, like, no,
definitely.
That's why the sides explains that. He explains, because here, her can either mean daita or gamar malacha.
Yeah.
That's why he differentiates between the two. If it's daita, then it's not a kabbalah.
Correct. In other words, it doesn't mean that the person thought maybe it would be a good idea to do a tainus. No, that's not enough. I made up my mind to do that. The only thing that I didn't do, whatever I would have said, I thought. That's the point. Whatever the nusach is, I'm being makabel upon myself a fast, that nusach I thought in my head. But it's not like the thought crossed my mind. Maybe it's a good idea, it would be nice if I would fast. No, it doesn't work that way. You know? So there are tzaddikim out there that are fasting. I remember there was someone told me a story. I think they're brothers. Anyway, there's a yid in Lakewood. His name is Shlomo Dick. Anyway, so Shlomo Dick is, you know, he's a Magid Chir in Philadelphia yeshiva. Anyway, so I met his father one time. There's two brothers. They're very chashuv. Both brothers. He and his brother. Both very, so I met the father one time at a chasana. And there's a picture in that hall, in Tal Siren Hall over there in Lakewood. There's a picture of Rav Nosson Vachtvogel, who's the Mashgiach in Lakewood, dancing. So the father of Shlomo Dick tells me, he says, you know, Rav Nosson Vachtel was a Mashgiach in Lakewood, was a big tzaddik. He said, that picture of him dancing like that was at my son's wedding. He was dancing, he walked in like dancing like crazy. But here's the funny part of the story. He said, that was for my first son. He came into the wedding, he was dancing like crazy. The next, like a month later, my other son got married to Rav Nosson's granddaughter. And he walks into the chasana, he didn't dance. He walks in, says Malzov, and he left. And everyone's like, he must not hold a shidduch. Because last chasana that we made, he came in and danced. And this time he walks in, it's his own granddaughter, and he marries the person's brother, and he didn't dance. So everyone's like getting all nervous. Maybe the mashgiach doesn't hold the shidduch, and he's just like upset or whatever. He didn't know what's going on. So they went over to ask him. They said, are you okay? Whatever. So he says, listen, I was thinking what to do, because to be honest with you, today, Moshe Feinstein had something happen health-wise, and he was rushed to the hospital. So when I heard that Moshe was in the hospital to tzar for Klal Yisrael, so I was a couple times to fast. So therefore, I'm weak. I couldn't. But I wasn't going to tell anybody. I'm fasting. No one has to know my business. But therefore, I'll show up. I didn't want people to think I didn't hold the shit up.
So when was he a couple of times?
What?
When was he a couple of times?
The day before.
He got rushed to the hospital now.
He was rushed to the hospital.
Must have been the night before. He knew
before. So he's a couple of times. So whatever. So
that's the other picture of all in the game.
Right. So anyway, so this is the halacha that we paskin. Now the Magen Avraham says, "Ayin v'yoredeya reishenches," which is our hilchos tzedakah. Okay, so now that we know the source, so we know that for hektish and for truma, machshava is enough.
Tainus is enough.
We know for tainus is enough. What about for tzedakah? What does that fall in? So this is on the next page in the packet.
Wait, even though we already said it earlier,
we didn't say it earlier.
We're going to see the halacha inside.
Yeah.
So he says like this: Ha'oimer. So the Mechaber doesn't talk about it. Let's look at the Rama, the first wide line. So the Rama over here says in the first wide line of the Rama, so you thought about giving something to tzedakah, you have to fulfill your machshava, and you do not need amira. Ella, however, the im amar, if you said it, kaifin oisel lekayim, then we'll be kaifin, then we'll force you to do it.
The Mordechai says.
Right. So the difference between amira and not amira is if we can force you. But otherwise, the Chafsam Sefer on the bottom says it doesn't understand the difference, fine. The Yeshem, some argue, dehimloi hoitzi befiv, you didn't say it, ain't a klum, it doesn't count. But we paskin, ha'ikr kisvar rishayna, we paskin like the first opinion, that if you thought about it, you have to do it. Okay? What? Because he's on the basis of the Toysis and the Mordechai and all the Rishonim that say that tzedakah is included in Hektish. Tzedakah is included in Hektish.
I would understand all. I would understand all of this.
Then when the Gemara learns that Kol Nediv Lei, that it's in the context of it's in the context of donating towards the Mikdash. So this is also called donating towards the Beis Hamikdash. Here, look at the Vilna Gaon in Oislam Advav. Look at the Vilna Gaon in Oislam Advav. On the page, on this page, the Vilna Gaon in Oislam Advav. Bir Agra, Oislam Advav. So Yesh Oimer. Why do the people argue? Yesh Oimer holds that it doesn't work because of Michael's Kasha. The Dafka Trum of a Kachin. Kumasha Kos of Shom.
Right.
Like it says in there in Shvuz. Oh, what is the first sheet to hold? We pass it. As far as Shoyna Svirle, did Stoka Harei Ki Kachin. Stoka is like Kachin. Okay? So that's the Machlaikis. The Machlaikis is.
Is it like Kachin?
No, everyone agrees to the Gemara. The Gemara says only Kachin. The question is Tzedakah included in Kachin? And we say Tzedakah is included in Kachin, that's the Psach Halacha.
Tainis is also.
Tainis is also. Tainis is also. Exactly. Okay? Now.
Yeah.
So based on this, okay, this is the background. Now we get into some piskei halacha. Okay, halacha l'maisa. So based on this, Rama, someone is mechuyev. You're mechuyev to keep your nedar. Now there is, even though the piskei tshuva brings down, the piskei tshuva does bring down an opinion that holds that really it only works if you actually said the neder. The machshava is if you said the amount. In other words, you said I'm going to give. Okay, so now that you said the neder, but you thought I'm going to give 100, right. You can't go down to 50. But if you never said a dibur in the first place, it could be. If you never said a dibur in the first place, I'm going to use this because I'm straining my.
It's not going to be. That's not like a benetam.
What?
It's not like a benetam.
That says what?
Benetam is kanesim. They held that it's even if it
hasn't said. Right. So it's also not much like that in the Mordechai. Also not mashma that way, because the Mordechai is also, if you look, he's mashma. Right. So a lot of the poskim argue on this pesachuvim. Saying that pesachuvim does bring down such a shita like that. Okay. Now the here's some of the piskei halachas. This is the way we pass them. If you look, the common shaila that's asked is what happens if a person had in mind to give to a specific ani? Okay, you have someone coming in to daven. You're in the middle of Shema, and you had in mind. You know what? This guy looks like a guy I would want to give, and you had in mind to give him. And then by the time you're finished davening or whatever, he's not there anymore.
It happens all the time.
Right. So there's three options. One option is you're going to mechuyev to run after him because it's a machshava. Second option is
What? The machshava has such strength.
We just learned that you have to keep the machshava, right?
So, you give it to the next guy.
The next option is you don't have to. Just keep the money. The third option is give it to someone else.
Right, exactly.
Okay? So,
you see the options, you just keep it. Is it better or worse?
Okay, let's see. So, Reb Chaim Kanievsky over here, Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down the following. If you look where I bracketed it in the Hilchos, it's Matan Nesim. This is all Reb Chaim Kanievsky. The Derech Emunah is Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Pirush over here. So, Reb Chaim Kanievsky writes, where it's bracketed in Peiches.
I see.
What is it?
It's Rambam on top. It's a Pirush on the Rambam. So, Reb Chaim says like this: Im Chashav Belibo Elitein Eze Dabar Letzdaka. If you thought to give something to Letzdaka, Yesh Deyes Bezeh. There's two opinions. Im Chayv Lekayim Achshav To Uposak Or Amal LaHachmer. But we pass on LaHachmer. V'Dafka Im Gomar Belibo Imamish Behechlet. Okay.
What's
so, that means for sure. Not that like it's a, it would be nice. It's a good idea. Maybe I should participate. No. You thought about specifically what to do. Now he brings down in Peiches is the bottom. He also wrote the bottom. Tzin Alacha. So he says there, Rama, you're there, Ishches. V'im ha'ani halach lo'i, let's see the ani left. So this is the shayla, the ani left. So you thought, you were planning on giving him, he's in shul, you looked like a nice guy, you wanted to give him, then he runs off. So it's a machshava, you're going to give him. So he said, im halach lo'i, v'ini yodeh mihu. You don't know where he is or how to, who he is. Yitin ha'mo yislani acher, you should give it to someone else. K'inar ha'maran zal. So the Chazanish Paskins, yeah, Maran is the Chazanish in the Reb Chaim Kanievsky language. So, the Chazanish Paskins, according to this, that if a person is, you had a machshava to give to one ani, and he's not there anymore, you can't find him, or whatever,
give to the next
so one. You don't have to run after him, but you should give the money to another ani, which falls under the similar category. Okay, that's what Chaim's class. So this is a very classic shayla that comes up all the time. You know, you took out a dollar and now you can't find him anymore. $5, $100. Okay, so the halach is you should, according to the Chaim, is that you should go find someone else to give it to.
The chiv come on the person or the kedusha is on the money now?
No, okay, so no, it's only on you. It's a neda. Now, however, in the last page of the booklet, there's a tshuva called the Avnei Yishven. Now, the Avnei Yishven is an interesting tshuva sefer.
So this is...
It's like a Heintegger guy. It's a guy who lives nowadays. And he asked a lot of shilas to different people. So you're always quoting different people. So he talks about very like practical questions. So he says like this. Yeah, I bracket in the back page. He says, Venirin Shem Ani Barach Lo. Barach. The Ani ran away. Belisha Hispik Wasi Sloy. Okay. Or another example. This is another good example. Shehani Mesarav Lakabal Haschom Shmatzielai.
He doesn't want to take the money you give him.
That you pull out a couple dollars. This? I don't want to take it.
Yeah, right.
So now they're going to say, you don't want to take it, but I have to give it. Because I made a neder.
You'll find somebody else.
So now you want me to help you make your neder, add on another $20. Right. So, charge you for the service.
Or
you
give it to the next time.
So what's the law? You had in mind to give him. He didn't want it, or he's not here anymore. So he says, "B'chein Amar Inachayev." So he's passing. You're not mechoyev. Shari al das kein nadar. Shani yirtzel kabel. My whole idea was to give him if he wants it, if he doesn't want it, or if he's not here anymore, I don't have to give it. B'chein Amar Moir v'Rabbi Goyin Echad Shlita.
Didn't mention the name.
So I don't know Moir v'Rabbi. In Avnei Yishvil language, Moir v'Rabbi is Rav Yashiv. So he says that Rav Yashiv.
Why did he mention his name?
Because I don't think Rav Yashiv wanted any of his psalms to become public like that. So, right. So, mitam shadaita da'achi nada. Now, lemaisa, in my personal opinion, I think that it's better off to follow Chazanish.
Really,
it is because Chazanish is saying you have to do it.
To give it to somebody else.
Right. Exactly.
You're parted from giving it to this guy.
Right. So everyone seems to say you're parted from giving it to this guy. Chazanish says now the Chazanish, Reb Chaim Kanievsky writing b'shem Chazanish is a little more reliable than the Avnei Yishvah writing b'shem Goyin Echad. So.
Okay.
So
this from the book.
So now. No, not from the book. I'm just saying is that he says a good svar. He says the svar was that the neder was only al das with the whole understanding that you give it to him. So if he's not around anymore, watch your ass to give it.
Or
that's
if he doesn't
svar.
Take it.
The Rosenberg has a piece of paper in his drawer that says that any money that I even added to tzedakah is not tzedakah money. If not, the kabbalah is not a kabbalah until it reaches the honest.
Okay, so this is what he says over here in the bottom. So he says in the bottom, in the rest of the paragraph, he says, Vishub Heruli, so he brings down over that they showed me from the Shulman Zalman. Now, Shulman Zalman writes this thing. he says since during davening, if you constantly giving money to people coming in and out of davening, you could end up being nichshal ba'ofen nedarim. You could end up being having a virus when it comes to nedarim, because you could think, you could say l'chein yizor. So a person should have a be nizor ligbar b'libay to she'ena mechavin this zakas like shegiel the mamish. I'm not making any nedarim. If the guy gets the money, I want the mitzvah. If not, it's nothing.
So right there,
no, it's saying like if you stipulate that
that's the tzna,
even if I take money on my wallet, it's not really tzedakah until I actually give it to him, and I don't want any nedarim until it actually gets him. Then it's like a perpetual bli neder, basically, and therefore it's not.
It's a formula. You have to make the old formula.
What's that? Taras nedarim, like what you do every Shabbat.
To be a neder, you said that. So
it isn't
very unlikely you're
in the middle of Shabbat.
But
you need a formula.
No, but what your formula was is that I have Machshava now to give him tzedakah.
That's enough.
That's enough, right. No, if you just say, you know what, this guy looks like a decent guy. If he's around in a couple minutes, I'll give him. So that's not enough. Okay. But if you actually took out the dollar out of your thing, it means you already were holding by giving it to. Okay? So this is the halacha. I think that it would seem to me that the safe way to go about it is to follow the psak of the Chazon Ish. You don't have to run after the guy.
If I hand it to him,
once you separated the money, but I'm saying is that's what Shlomo Zalman's Eitza. But I'm saying on the safe side is to follow the Chazon Ish's psak that once you decided to give someone and he's not around anymore, you should give it to someone else in his place.
If you're
I don't think the bill is the point. No, but it's taking out the bill would be a nether. It's not Chal Kedusha on that money until you give it to the Ani. No, if you put it into a pushka, maybe that's already a different story, because the pushka is maybe called the Adgabai.
You thought it was
that's
a one and it was a 20. You thought it was a one and it was a 20.
No, it's something to do with the bill you take out. The point is the bill you take out is it shows that you concretized your machshava. So therefore it's like a nether.
It sounds like if you're chayav to give this money when you decide to, it sounds like you should be making a mitzvah on it, right? You should be making a bracha on it. We don't make a bracha because they might not be mekabelet. So isn't that chisaron in how chayav you're able to?
No, but
you never break because there's no.
It's a complicated question. You're asking. I'll talk about it after. No, he's asking.
The weight of it.
You're making the mitzvah. You're not making it until you give it to someone. So whoever it is, mitzvah you off.
If, whatever you're chayav to do,
whatever
you're doing,
you don't know if you're going to end up doing it now. What? There's no bracha. He's saying the reason there's no bracha tzedakah is kufa because maybe you'll make tzedakah.
This guy's going to take it. This guy's nicking up.
So you shouldn't be chayv to give it then. If it's taloy on the person's going to mekabel it or not.
No,
if you have to, because you're the bracha and the mitzvah.
No, because at this point, you already made an
edder. No, that's the next couple weeks.
It's taloy on the person accepting it, right?
I don't know.
We'll see. Yeah, maybe right away. But if there's someone, we'll see.
You actually give it over.
Okay.
If you guys don't take it, you won't get it.
We pass it right away.
Once you pass, I have later.
So the next time you give Anbaz the stock,
at this point you have another with it.
Okay. So the Chavis will just eventually give it. Right, unless you made another edit for 100, so it won't cover the 101. Okay. The other shaila that's interesting. The other shaila also is what happens if a person writes a check. The shaila that someone has to bear Moshe shaila. He said he wrote a check to tzedakah, and then he decided, and then he got frustrated with all matzav, and he ripped up the check. You know, I'm not giving this guy.
Wait a minute, you can't do that.
So the shaila was what's the halacha? So he says, first of all,
it's like a pledge.
First of all, it's not worse than a machshava.
It's certainly better than
it's not worse than a machshava. But the Chaim Kanevsky brings that. Right, he brings down a Chaim that writing it could be even considered a mira.
It is like
the, even according to the opinion that by machshava you'd be potter, but once you wrote it down,
that's even more
considered a mira. And so Chaim passes like that. Chaim says over here. He says, "V'koshkin mukasav afshal ha'itzi b'fiv dechayev." For sure, if you write it, for sure you're chayev. So, writing
does machshava need an actual concretized words of specific words that I'm
not words, but it has to be machshava of that you're for sure doing it, not that it would be a nice idea. below. It's not hero. Like, maybe I should do it. It's mashal.
It's like mashal means this.
I'm doing it.
Specific das. You're going to do it. Or yeah. Doing das. You know, it's like, because you said before, but by the Kabbalah of Tainus, they have to have the in mind the lotion of Kabbalah.
Because even if you say, because by Tainus, even if you say, without the nusach, it's not a kabbalah. If you don't do it at mincha in the proper way, so even by tainis, even if you say I'm being mekabel tainis, it doesn't work.
Oh, it doesn't. Oh,
yeah. Not unless you do it with the nusach in mincha in the right time. So then you have to maharer whatever the machad dibur would be. But by nedarim, it's not like that. If you say I'm giving tzach yitzchal, so therefore if you thought I'm giving tzach yitzchal,
doesn't tainis chalom work?
You have to mekabel. Oh, that's a chiddush.
Tainis
chalom. Since it's the next morning, you have to wait mekabel in the morning. It's a chiddush.
You have to mekabel it in the morning for that day.
Yeah, it's a chiddush. Tainis chalom is tak a chiddush.
How come the sacharato doesn't work after you said? Usually, if you say, let's say, he says he's not going to.
It's not clear that you can be matter and neder and it's daka.
Why not?
Because it's a good child. They talk about it.
I think it's a machloket. You're saying it is almost like he gave it.
I mean, so you gave it away,
right?
It's brought down that you're not supposed to do that.
If you're in target and you're already giving money to Hashem.
Now, one,
saying it, that you're giving it to Hashem.
It's the same thing as if you were giving it to somebody
else. It's like you gave it to Hagrish.
But you'll find somebody who'll take it. Meaning, if you're the halakha, you can even give it to somebody else. Okay, one other
thing. You promise me.
You promise me.
And then you find out that they
find somebody else.
Okay, so what happens if you thought to give? Then that's similar ways. If you made a neder to give to someone, you find out that they don't really need it, and they're not really roiv tzedakah. Lachara, that's already a toy.
I mean,
the other shayla, that's for sure you don't have to follow it. Because it's like a talk. The question is, what about if by the time you came around to give it to him, but at the time that he made the neder, he needed it. News is Rav Moshe has a shayla. We'll talk about this next week. Rav Moshe has a tshuva that they collected money. They have a lot of tshuvas like this. Is that they collected money for a certain need. The tshuva of the Chasam Sofer was a case. Is that there were certain people that pledged money for Yisoymin. The father died. The father died, and the mother is raising the children. So they pledged money to support the family for 3 years. After 2 years, the woman got married to a wealthy man, and the wealthy man now was supporting the family. So the people that made the net, they didn't want to continue doing it.
Yeah.
So that's a shayla.
What's that? It's a mechatas when you first said it?
No, it's
no.
Not.
Okay,
so that's the question. If the circumstance changes, if it was originally at the time of the net, the circumstances wasn't what you thought it was, then you're not chayv. But if the circumstance changed, that's a different shayla. We have to talk about that. So in the case of the check, the Baron Moshe passing is that you have to give it. That you have to give the check, obviously, and that's a machshava. Okay, so... and same thing with the amount. If a person, so that's what the Shevet Levi says, the Mishaberach, is that a person says an amount, even if it's not technically he said the words, I'm being noider that amount. But since the Gabbai said Bavur Shayitin, and you said an amount, that means at least in your Machshava, you're saying it, and therefore you should have to give it out to the Machshava. There's a story with the Ritzlik Zilberstein that the. The Gabbai after Shabbos went over to the person, said, you made him Shabarach $1,000, can I have the money? What are you talking? I never made Shabarach like that. You crazy? I wouldn't say that. So I'm telling you, said it, this, that. But he says, okay, listen, I'm not being mefarsim this, but we set up, we have a recorder by the Bima to record all the Shabbat.
Oh, that was it.
And on the recorder it says clearly, said, no, the guy said, a shul that has a recorder, I'm for sure not giving even a penny.
That shul's not getting
it. Was it on Shabbos?
Yeah.
The story was that this guy was notorious for making pledges to deny them. That was the beginning of the story. So the Gabbai was upset at him and wanted to...
Okay, but
well, that's why he said that.
So, yeah. I don't know, what was the Pesach with Maisa?
Did they collect it?
What?
He's
supposed to give the money.
So you have to give the money.
But don't know what you're going to
say. Talk to me next week.
Do you want you to come back?
He's asking me.
Next week we'll talk about if you're Mishanim, it's Tzedakah.